Here on K1, and we have our friends in here with us from Bartlesville Regional United Way. Lisa, how you doing? Vicki, how
good
are you?
Good morning.
And I do believe we have Mr. David Austin on the phone. Good morning, sir. How are you doing today?
Hey, I'm doing fine. Yeah, thanks for having me. I appreciate it, Tom.
Hey, it is our pleasure, and I understand that we've got some real good news to talk about. We got some COVID grants, right?
Yes. Well, good morning, everyone, and happy Monday. We're one step closer to Christmas, so we're excited at the Carey House. This year, due to the COVID-19 pandemic, it was a really tough year for people in our community. So we established a COVID-19 task force, and at that time we had $40,000 allocated out of our budget to help those persons in need the most. Shortly after that, Phillips 66 donated $300,000 to go towards our communities that we serve, which are Washington, Osage, and Nowata County. We were able to distribute over $340,000 to over 50 nonprofits in our communities. And they helped provide 46,000 area individuals with groceries, hot meals, and 7,500 students with support for virtual learning. And hopefully we don't have to do these grants in 2021. But if we do, know that the Bartlesville Regional United Way is looking at ways we can provide services to those partner agencies and other nonprofits to help those people in need.
Well, that is absolutely tremendous. And we've got some internal campaigns. David, what do we have going on there?
Well, yeah, we have an internal campaign for ConocoPhillips every year, and the reason I speak on that, I'm you know, the board president of the Bartlesville Regional United Way, very proud to be in that position, but I'm also with ConocoPhillips, and like a lot of different companies here in the area, ConocoPhillips has an annual campaign to benefit the Bartlesville Regional United Way and its partner agencies, and so our campaign this year spanned from September 14th through the 25th, and during this year's campaign, as we've had in the past, we had special events like our kickoff event to just kind of get people excited about the campaign, inform them about, again, the United Way and all the good works it does in the area, as well as our partner agencies. We have an auction to where people can donate items and then bid on them, and we'll have items donated from other businesses that are kind enough to share those items so that we can generate money for our campaign, again, to benefit the United Way. We have many employees who go out, as is the case with other businesses, who assist on days of caring, doing just good works throughout the community for nonprofits here in the area. We sell jean stickers for usually where we're business casual as far as our work attire here at the company. We sell stickers to where if somebody wants to wear jeans, then they can buy the stickers for jeans, and all that money goes toward our campaign. So that's the type of thing that we do with our company. I know they're kind of symbolic of the type of activities that take place at various companies' campaigns throughout a given campaign season for the United Way. So we're just really proud to be part of that effort, and very proud to support the Bartlesville Regional United Way and the programs of its member agencies.
And, of course, we had some other companies that ran internals as well, I do believe.
Yeah, and I'll let the others, Lisa, speak to that if she'd like. But yeah, we have, I know, a lot of campaigns from different companies and organizations throughout the community, and obviously as far as the Bartlesville Regional United Way and the programs of its member agencies, those wouldn't be possible without the giving throughout our community. So the generosity that we see here in Green Country is enormous when it comes to again, making the services of the United Way and its partner agencies possible.
Indeed it is. And thank you, David. Lisa, we do have some other internal campaigns that went on as well.
Sure, I'll let Katie speak to that, but I wanted to just do one thing and say thank you to ConocoPhillips and David.
Yes.
And his leadership. It's been a tough year to be the board president, and he's done a great job. So, but also, it's not too late to run an internal campaign. So as Katie talks about these other companies that have done internal campaigns, we're willing to help any company that wants to do an internal campaign. campaign, just reach out to us and we'll get you set up.
All right, what do we have?
So we just wanted to say big thank you. You know, it's November, so it's typically the month where you give thanks. So we wanted to say thank you to the companies who ran internal campaigns and really kind of stepped up to the plate to help us reach our goal. So we have this year, we have Arvest, AEP and PSO, American Heritage Bank, Ascension St. John's, Bank First, Bartlesville Public Schools, Bartlesville Radio, Chevron Phillips, ConocoPhillips, Ernst & Young, Green Country Village, One Gas, Phillips 66, Quick Trip, Regent Bank, Stotts, Archambault, and Muggenberg, Stride Bank, Tri-County Tech, Trudy Credit Union, and Zachary.
Well, that's a bunch.
Yes.
That's a good start, as we say.
It is a good start, and we're excited that they continue to give us this ongoing support throughout the years. This year, more than ever, donations are really needed, and we are very appreciative and grateful for those companies that invest back in our community via doing a Bartlesville Regional United Way internal campaign.
One thing that I find remarkable is the fact that our retirees, even though they're no longer hanging around the office, they're still hanging around the community, and they know a good need when it needs something, and they've really stepped up to the plate.
Yes, they continue to do that year after year, and I don't know if David wants to speak a little bit about the retiree program in ConocoPhillips and Phillips 66, but we are just so blown away by the generosity of that seed that was planted when they were working in the company. Now it's just blossomed, and they continue to give to people in need, and I'm just so grateful. But I don't know if David wants to mention anything.
David?
Yeah, I will say that. You know, we have retirees from from ConocoPhillips, from now Phillips 66, and it is really nice to see how many of them decide to continue supporting. You know, if you're working for one of the companies, and I'll speak obviously to ConocoPhillips, since that's who I'm with. You know, we obviously during a given campaign, and again ours span from September 14th through 25th this year, but we remind our employees, our colleagues, you know, throughout the campaign about all the different ways of giving, and so obviously they're very much a part of that all the time. And then and so to see that generosity is great, but to the earlier point, the idea that maybe somebody's been retired from the company for a few years, and maybe they're not as actively involved as the employees, obviously, you know, during a given campaign. For them to still see the need and to see the good works that United Way does, and that its partner agencies continue to do, and to be supportive of that. Some of those retirees who may not even live in the community, but again, see what a benefit they are to the Bartlesville area. I think that's just I think that's fantastic. Fantastic that they support us in that way.
I think your companies need to be commended on one, developing such a great corporate culture when it comes to community giving, and also fostering that with the employees, both present and past. Amen.
Yeah, thank you very much.
So, you know, I don't know if anyone's seen our new billboard that's out, but it says thankful for your donation, something to that effect. Katie's can say more, but we are. I mean, I know I sound like a broken record when I say we're so thankful and grateful, but when I see the donor dollars in action through those partner agencies, it really gives me hope. And there's not a lot of things to be hopeful about this year. I mean, it's really challenged our ability to be optimistic, but I am just extremely hopeful when I see those donations coming through and how they really, really do change lives. So I'm so grateful for those companies that decide to make an investment in our community through Bartlesville Regional United Way. And I'll just say we need donations more than ever. And I know that Bartlesville will step up and surrounding communities will step up and we'll meet that need.
So how do we get it done?
Well, so you can contact us through our social media. You can give us a like on Facebook. That's Bartlesville Regional United Way. or you can follow us on Instagram, which is at BartlesvilleUW. The most important thing, you can make a donation through our website. So that's BartlesvilleUW.org. There's an orange donate button in the top right corner. You can also text to give, and that's texting BRUW to 41444. But if you'd like to make a donation in person or just kind of swing by, see what we're up to, you can get a hold of us by calling our office at 918-336-1044 or coming by our offices at 415 East Silas Street in downtown Bartlesville.
And yeah, that's like a million points of connectivity. I like that. David, I think you were going to say something there, and I think I might have moved on you there real quick.
Oh, no, no, Ty. I was just agreeing with generally what Lisa and Katie are saying. I appreciate them so much, and it's an honor to be the president of the board of directors for the Bartlesville Regional United Way, just because, again, I see how the good works that they do and the partner agencies, the good works that they do for our community. It's I think the United Way is a blessing to our community, as are the partner agencies, and yeah, I'm just humbled to be a part of it.
Indeed, indeed, indeed. And thank you very much. Just one little thing here. We talked about this a little bit, and it was the coat drive. And
yes,
it came at just the right time. And the United Way, along with the other partner agencies involved, which would be Catholic Charities, Mary Martha Outreach, and, of course, the Salvation Army, hats off to everyone involved for, one, quickly putting that together, and, mm-hmm, two, seeing a need and then filling that need.
That is exactly what the kind of activities that donor dollars help support. But the innovation and the recognition that we had a need and to meet it earlier than we previously had in other years is just remarkable. Mm. Thank you to Salvation Army and Mary Martha Outreach for seeing a need and taking action and keeping folks warm during what we don't know what the winter is going to be like, but it could be really cold one day and really warm one day. So we're very, very
happy. It could
happy.
Be both in the same day around
it could,
here.
It could. I'm not putting it past 2020. But yes, that was fantastic ways to collaborate and to get a need met in our community.
Now, we were talking about change for a change. We still got the buckets out?
Oh, absolutely. So they are going to be up through the holidays. So when you're out about Christmas shopping, you know, in a lot of downtown Bartlesville areas, you know, keeping those dollars local, then we have a lot of buckets in about, I think we're now up to 16 different places. We're actually going to drop one off to Dink's today. So thank you to Jim Curd for, hitting us up for that. So we're excited about that. So it's just a great way where you can kind of make a dollar donation, $5 donation, anything that you have in your pocket. Like we said, you know, every dollar counts, and it goes to work immediately in our community.
So when I go to Dink's for lunch, I just put something in the jar.
Yes. Yeah, I was actually at lunch at Sterling's, and Jim came over Friday on my work meeting, and he came by and said, "You still have any more of those change for a change buckets?"
Yeah,
I said, "Absolutely." So we're dropping that off to Dink's, and so grateful for what he does for our community. And I mean, who doesn't like Dink's barbecue?
There you go. I might like it too much.
Yes, me too.
Yeah. My doctor doesn't know anything. Anyway, it is 8:46. David, hey, thank you very much for being a part of our broadcast today. Thanks for bringing a lot of good news to light here today.
Hey, well, I certainly appreciate you guys for having me. Thank you very much.
Lisa and Katie?
Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks, David. We